Well, thank you. Hello, my name is Riley Gaines. I am an ambassador for Independent Women's Voice. I am the vice chair of Athletes for America with America First Policy Institute. And I'm a former collegiate swimmer from the University of Kentucky. First, and let me echo Speaker Johnson's gratitude for the people who stand alongside me, behind me, their leadership on this issue, how they have stood firm, the flak that you all have taken. I know it's not easy, but nonetheless, it's necessary, and I would argue that it's urgent. And so I thank you all. And I'm thrilled with the passage of H.R. 28, the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. But truthfully, I'm mad. I'm mad that this is something we have to do. I'm mad that we as women have to beg for equal rights. I'm mad that we have to beg for privacy in areas of undressing. And I'm mad that we have to beg for safety on the court or on the field or walking in the streets at night, for that matter. Here's some of the things. Let's just go through a couple of the things we heard on the House floor today from Democrats. We heard of things like genital exams. We heard that girls will be asked to show what's in their underwear. We heard that they have to show internal and external anatomy, inspections, Taliban-like enforcers, hire predators to peek at girls, on and on and on. Weird fear-mongering about predators. But that's what Democrats do best. If you don't know what they're up to, just look at what they're accusing the right of. There have only been a few girls. Another thing they said, there's only a few girls who have been injured at the hands of a boy. It's such a small percentage. I heard that this bill is a waste of time. And let me tell you the message I received when I heard that, is that I'm a waste of time. Girls around the country, just like me, are a waste of time. Your daughters are a waste of time to all House Democrats, except the two who voted in favor of the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. But to Speaker Johnson's point, the American people spoke on November 5th. The common sense, everyday Americans who intuitively know that men and women are different, we reject this notion. While I certainly believe people turned out to the polls to embrace Donald Trump, to embrace his cabinet picks, to embrace the America First agenda, more so, truthfully, I believe that people turned out to the polls on November 5th to reject absurdity. And that is entirely and thoroughly what the Democratic Party has become: absurd. Whether it's feeling like you have to refer to Latino individuals as Latinx, believing that men can become women, believing that men can breastfeed, believing that tampons belong in boys' bathrooms. Entirely and thoroughly absurd. I'm here today for one reason. Of course, I'm not here to speak on the policy, anything like that. I'm here to debunk every single thing you heard from the House Democrats today. I'm here to tell you that this isn't a hypothetical situation. No, it's reality. My story by now is seemingly well known, so I won't get into it. I could spend hours sharing the feelings and the emotions, the specifics behind watching a man steal a woman's national title, the feelings of humiliation and violation of having to strip down to nothing, fully unclothing yourself inches away from where a 6'4" man simultaneously fully exposed himself, stripping down to nothing, exposing his male genitalia non-consensually, might I add, which we used to properly label as some form of voyeurism or sexual harassment, indecent exposure. Now it's seemingly celebrated. Last fall, leading up to the election, the Independent Women launched the Riley Gaines Stand With Women Scorecard. It was a first-of-its-kind resource that tells Americans who stands with women and who does not. The scorecard had a pivotal impact, delivering a 90% win rate for those who were Riley Gaines approved. I was honored to put my name to such a significant effort. No more hiding behind these phrases and taglines that the Democrats use, saying they're for women's rights. Go back and look at who voted in support of the Lake and Riley Act. Look at who voted in support of protecting women and girls in sports. And if they were no on one or both, then they do not get to say they support women. Men do not belong in women's sports. And with the House passage of the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, we are one step closer as a nation to making sure that not one more male athlete is able to take a trophy, a roster spot, playing time, resources, or an opportunity to compete from a woman. The American people, again, we believe that women's sports are for women. I cannot believe we have to say this, but unfortunately we do. It matters. Last thing I'll say, if you're curious how your representative voted, your senator, any federal elected official, how well they stand with women, you can check that out at RileyGainsScorecard.com. Again, appreciate you guys and appreciate the leadership of the people here standing beside me today. So thank you.